Well, what's different when your dad raised a family here, subsistence-wise, where you can grow your food on your property, hunt? Why would you need the
cash income?
Yeah,
that's a mixed cash subsistence economy. Rural Alaska is a cash subsistence economy. You got to buy fuel to travel. It takes various things. If you go to the doctor, pay some fairly stiff prices, and because you live in rural Alaska, you don't have a year-round job and you don't have insurance. And so there's various factors. We live in it's kind of an economic world, but you reduce those costs by harvesting from subsistence resources. Okay, it's more expensive for things to be brought here, but you reduce your overall income by harvesting from the land. That's quite a bit of work. And there's, you know, the modern world has becomes more and more automated. And so it's not a lot of people are willing to put the kind of energy, brute force into what the lifestyle requires. And there are, and there's people that can do that, no problem. They're expedition racers, but they might not have the propensity to live in this place. They like to live in Fairbanks. So the numbers of people are declining, and it's just inherent. I don't think that this population will vastly increase. I think the thing that could cause a lot of building on these allotment lands here would be a pipeline construction. People would buy land, build summer chalets, but that still is an absentee residence.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't see that the population is, is going to stay in this between 10 to 30 people.
Mm-hmm.
I can't see how it would really change a whole lot.